sugar by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It has been a volatile day on Wall Street. We'll have more on President Trump's tariffs and market reaction, but first, the Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, has paused a court order that imposed a midnight deadline for the administration to return a Maryland man. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports Kilmar Abrego-Garcia was mistakenly deported to a mega prison in El Salvador.
Abrego-Garcia has been living in Maryland for more than a decade with a form of legal protection known as withholding of removal. He was arrested by immigration officials last month and sent to a notorious Salvadoran detention center. His lawyers contend he has no criminal record, and the Trump administration admitted it had made what it called, quote, an administrative error. Last week, federal judge Paula Zinnes ordered that he be brought back. The administration requested a stay, which a Fourth Circuit Court panel denied earlier this morning.
NPR's Jasmine Garst. President Trump's pushing back at the global resistance to tariffs.
We're going to have one shot at this, and no other president is going to do this, what I'm doing. And I'll tell you what, it's an honor to do it.
Trump defending his latest threat to drive up the U.S. tariff on Chinese goods.
They put a 34% tariff on above what their ridiculous tariffs were already. And I said, if that tariff isn't removed by tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we're putting a 50% tariff on above the tariffs that we put on.
Trade war escalation between the world's two biggest economies. Trump says he is holding tariff negotiations with a number of countries. He secured this commitment today at the White House from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We will eliminate the trade deficit with the United States. We intend to do it very quickly. We think it's the right thing to do.
Netanyahu, who relies on Trump's backing for Israel's operations in Gaza, says his country also plans to eliminate a variety of trade barriers. The Trump administration had imposed a 17% tariff on Israel. Stocks swung wildly today as investors looked for signs of a possible ceasefire in President Trump's trade war. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Stocks have mostly nosedived in the U.S. and around the world since President Trump announced his sweeping tariffs last week, but domestic stocks briefly rallied on hopes the administration might be willing to suspend some of those tariffs as it negotiates with other countries. President Trump spoke by telephone with Japan's prime minister, and the head of the European Commission said her side is always ready to make a good deal. The short-lived rally is a sign of just how desperate many investors are for some relief from the tariffs, which threaten to raise prices and slow economic growth. Trump is warning of even higher tariffs on imports from China if that country moves forward with its own taxes on U.S. exports. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow has closed down 349 points, or nearly 1%. This is NPR News. Swollen rivers and floods threaten parts of the southern and midwestern U.S. where communities are recovering from enormous amounts of rainfall and tornado damage inflicted in recent days. At least 20 deaths are now linked to storms that have rolled through multiple states since last week. Forecasters have warned flooding may persist for days, including in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. A Texas biotech company says it has created creatures with key features of an extinct species, dire wolf. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
Colossal Biosciences in Dallas says company scientists edited the genes of gray wolves to breed animals with key traits of dire wolves. Dire wolves have been extinct for more than 12,000 years and were featured in the HBO series Game of Thrones. The colossal scientists created embryos from genetically modified gray wolf cells and then implanted them into female dogs. The surrogate mother dogs gave birth to three healthy wolves with dire wolf traits. The company named the animals Romulus, Remus, and Khaleesi. Colossal hopes to do something similar with other extinct species, including the woolly mammoth. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Recapping our top story, the Supreme Court has stayed an order from a Maryland federal judge that had given the Trump administration until the end of the day to bring back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with snow. And Tuesday, west winds 15 knots, becoming northwest 25 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Tuesday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with snow. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with snow. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Tuesday. Today, north winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with snow. And Tuesday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with snow. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with snow and freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight and Tuesday. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet, building to 8 after midnight with snow. And Tuesday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 30s, northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, snow, areas of blowing snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 6 inches, lows in the mid-20s, west winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 after midnight. And Tuesday, areas of blowing snow in the morning, then scattered snow showers in the afternoon, visibility 1/4 mile or less in the morning, snow accumulation can be up to 9 inches, highs in the lower 20s, northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 12:21 a.m. at 5 foot 2 inches, a low tide at 5:44 a.m. at 3 feet 5 inches, a high tide at 11:21 a.m. at 5 feet 6 inches, and a low this evening at 6:18, a tide of 9 inches. Your sun rose at 7:56 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:32. Giving us 13 hours and 36 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
We'll start out this hour with Alanna Miles with the Black Velvet. After that, the Blues Brothers. That was a 70s flick, but this was an 80s song. It was done in the 80s. From the movie, that is. And then the Grateful Dead, after that was... Let me start this over again. Alanna Miles of Black Velvet, okay? Then the Blues Brothers was She Caught the Katie. And then Alabama Getaway by the Grateful Dead. Here we go.
Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell. Jimmy Rogers. complicated, left me a mule to ride. Now my baby complicated, left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out, I swung on behind. Crazy about her, that hard-headed woman of mine. Man, my baby's long. Great gosh almighty, my baby's tall. You know my baby's long. Great gosh almighty, my baby's tall. Yeah, my baby, she's long. My baby, she's tall. She's sleeping with her head in the kitchen and her feet's out in the hallway. Crazy about that hard-headed woman. Well, I love my baby.
Caught in nonsense, the states had Alabama in their eyes. Yeah, like last hour, I did blues rock from the 70s, and this is what you call blue rock from the 80s. We have two by George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Rocking My Life Away, and then Bad to the Bone, Don't Go Away. We have a couple by Stevie Ray right after this.
From 1492 to 1998, I threw a rock and roll party on my last birthday. Feels good, rocking my life away. I'm moving and grooving and I'm having fun night and day. Streamline, fleet line, military brat. I got the general's daughter, taught her where it was at. I'm rocking, rocking my life. Chili pepper hot. She knows how to reel and I knows how to rock. I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I'm moving and grooving, having fun night and day.
Honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone. woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone.
Now, what song held the top on the Billboard charts the longest in the entire decade? Olivia Newton-John with Physicals right up there with 10 weeks. There's a couple more that went that long, but there's one that went 13 weeks from the ending of September, beginning part of December. It's by the Rolling Stones. It's called Start Me Up. We'll hear that next. And then two by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Pride and Joy and Shake for Me.
Stop me up, I never stop, never stop. that I'm a little lover boy. Yeah, I love my baby, my heart and soul. Love like eyes I won't never grow. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. Mess with her, you see a man get mad. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy.
Thank you. now shake, little baby, shake it for me. Yeah, now shake, little baby, shake like a wedding tree. Now let it shake. Now let it shake. Now let it shake. Let it shake. Let it shake a little, baby. Shake like a wild tree.
Little Bonnie Raitt's coming up next with a thing called Love. And then Eric Clapton with Forever Man and Under Got Me Under Pressure by ZZ Top. All three coming right at you.
Sheba.
Take us to the top of the hour. That's in ZZ Top, A Sharp Dressed Man. I'm going to slow her down next hour, folks. We've been having some dandy hits the last couple hours. Not that the ones coming up are not going to be great. They're going to be a little slower. Here's ZZ Top.
Me. So if she's got to be your woman, brother, she's the one you want to see. Cause she denied that wedlock tied her down. Cause she denied that wedlock tied her down.